Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. Today's episode is all about crystals. Meg is going to the Crystal Maze Experience in Manchester, which is sort of like an epic escape room game. Plus, Adam is going to be conducting an experiment to make the most beautiful crystals that you can make at home. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. This week, Meg is at the Crystal Maze Experience in Manchester, where she's about to take on a series of challenges. So let's lace up our boots and join her.
I am at the Crystal Maze in Manchester. It is a series of different rooms that you need to complete challenges on. Some of them are skill challenges, some of them are mental challenges, so you need to be really smart. Don't know how I'm going to do with those ones. And some of them are physical challenges, so you need to be strong. I have come with my mum today, and we're going to see how we get on. It is based on an old TV show, so your parents might have heard of the Crystal Maze. And I'm excited to see how we can do. What do you reckon? Do you think we've got what it takes to complete the Crystal Maze? So we've tried a couple of challenges. We've not won any crystals. We tried a skill challenge where we had to put little pieces of jigsaw together to make different stained glass. That was challenging for us. We didn't do very well at that. And then we did a chess one. Again, didn't do very well at that. I don't know that we have the right skills for this between me and my mum. But we're about to do a physical challenge, which involves me rolling inside a giant barrel with a cannonball under my arm that I need to put into a tube. So we'll see how we do at that one.
Oh, clever. That would work well, Meg, if you just led down. You can just roll around, that's it.
I love how supportive Mum was being when I'm doing this as well. I think I need the support. This is so tiring, I'm so out of breath. But we're doing well. We have nearly got the crystal on this round.
Right, come on. Crystal's on its way down. Come on.
Yep, we're really close. I'm going to get the crystal. One more.
Yes! Oh, that's it. Quick.
Almost.
It's nearly there. Yeah, come on, quick. Crystal's here.
8, 7, 6.
Yay!
5. Don't forget crystal. 4. Never forget the crystal. Done. I love that you could smash the game, but you did put the gloves on upside down. Never mind. We have our first crystal.
We got one crystal.
Yeah.
So the next thing that we did is we went down a giant slide into the Aztec area. It was filled with sand, loads of cool sandstone structures and totem poles. It looks amazing. And we've just done a challenge where we basically had to do some mental maths to work out different Aztec calendars. I thought I was quite good at mental maths, apparently not. My mum, she knows she's bad at mental maths. She's my team player today. But just to prove how bad we were at this round, this is the exact reaction our maze leader gave us.
This one is usually people who are still in school get this one because this is kind of maths that you still do at school.
Basically, we were worse than children. So if you're listening to the Activity Quest podcast right now and you think you can do better, the answer is that you probably can, but you got to get down here to prove yourself. We did one where you had to throw different hoops onto a tree to try and get the weight to come down. I was very bad at that one, as you can hear here.
The throwing it probably wouldn't have got you that far because you still had to get over there yourself. So you'd have been better off holding the ropes and climbing across, but never mind.
And we also did some that were kind of like getting a ball down a certain rainbow run by turning it very, very gently. That was a test of patience. I would love to try that one again. We tried to make different holograms with sand. Such a cool experience. There's different rooms. I really like the space area, but the industrial area was really cool too, the Aztec area. And finally, we got to the Crystal Maze Dome, which is a dome filled with loads of flying air, and they stick loads of gold paper in it, and you have to catch as many of the gold paper as you turn around. You can hear it here. It was really loud in there. I actually didn't think we were going to do that well, bearing in mind that we hadn't won that many crystals, so we didn't have that much time. However, we did come out with a respectable score. We got over 100. If you think that you can do better, you probably can, but it was so much fun at the end of the day. Having fun was the main goal. I'd really recommend this. I'd say get a good team. You can have 8 people in a team. We did it as a 2. I definitely think it'd be so much fun if you had a full family of you. Now I'm going to speak to the manager of the Crystal Maze of Manchester to find out a little bit more.
Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm the manager here at the Crystal Maze Manchester Live Experience.
So I've just done the Crystal Maze. I'm actually shattered. I'm exhausted. I feel like, you know, like the 11-year-olds might do better than me. What is your favourite part of the Crystal Maze?
Oh, well, that really, really depends, because I've got my favourite type of game, which is the physicals. I love the physical games. They're the ones that are going to exhaust you. And whether you're 9 years old, 13 years old, there are physicals for absolutely everybody. You'll be running, jumping, spinning upside down. And but my favourite part is the finale, the Crystal Dome, where you're standing inside a large, giant crystal with loads of gold tokens flying around, and you have to catch as many as you can. That is the big finale finish and my favourite part of the maze.
So kids listening to the podcast may not have seen the Crystal Maze. So what is the Crystal Maze experience for those that haven't seen the game?
Well, I was a kid when the Crystal Maze came out on TV in the 90s. 1990 came out on TV. I was born in 1984 as a 6-year-old child, absolutely in awe when I saw these contestants running around through all of these zones, through space and time and an adventure, playing all these different games to try and win time crystals. And the time crystals you can then use to purchase time inside the Crystal Dome. They're all worth 5 seconds. So you have to win as many games as you can, win as many crystals as you can. And if you win lots of crystals, you get more time in that Crystal Dome and collect as many gold tokens as you can. And then if you win lots of gold tokens, you get your team name on top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, I didn't get anywhere near putting my team name on the leaderboard.
However, with a team of 2,
didn't win.
With a team of 2, it's tough. But if you have a team of 2, we can just multiply your score by 4.
Yeah, exactly. take one for the activity quest team. There's 4 zones. So what are the 4 zones that we've got here in Manchester?
Well, our maze is based on the original TV series. So there are lots of zones that have appeared in the TV show over time. However, ours are the Industrial Zone, Aztec Zone, Futuristic Zone, and the Medieval Zone.
Amazing. Okay, right. Get yourself down to the Crystal Maze. That was so much fun. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you had a nice time.
Now, it sounds like she had a lot of fun, but I'm pretty sure we could have beaten that score. Maybe next time, Meg. Take me along with you. Now, talking of crystals, Adam has a super fun experiment to make your own crystals coming up. But first, a joke. I bought a crystal ball, but only ever predicted very cold winters. Turns out, they sold me a snow globe. Ha ha ha, there we go, that was a little joke for you. So, did you know diamonds are a crystal? And they aren't just used for jewellery. They're also used in special tools, like diamond...
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back, and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realise, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Saws. Now, I know you're wondering, why would anyone use something as expensive as a diamond in a saw? Well, the reason is because it's one of the hardest materials in existence, so it helps when cutting other hard materials like quartz or granite. Pretty cool, right? Now, we can't make diamond crystals, but Adam is going to show us how we can make our very own crystals using things we've got at home and a special ingredient called borax.
Have you ever wanted to make your own crystals? Today I'm in the Fun Kids lab and that's exactly what we're going to do. Crystals are a special kind of solid material where the molecules, which are really tiny things that everything on Earth is made up from, fit together in a pattern that keeps repeating itself. Because of these patterns, crystals form all sorts of unique and beautiful shapes, and they take many different forms. Two examples of crystals are diamonds and snowflakes. In fact, you might even have crystals at home if you have fancy sea salt. Take a look at the sea salt close up and you'll see the crystal structure of the salt. The crystals we're going to make today can be made in any shape. So first, let's get everything we're going to need to make our crystals. For this experiment, you'll also need the help of a responsible grown-up. That's not me. To grow your own salt crystals, you will need a measuring jug, a pencil, a glass jar, string, 1 cup of water, 1 pipe cleaner, and a magic ingredient. The magic ingredient is called borax. Borax is a cleaning substance which has the main ingredient, sodium tetraborate, which will help us make crystals. It's naturally occurring, it's a mineral, but we still need to be careful and make sure we use a spoon to measure the borax and don't touch our eyes if any of it spills. As I say, you'll need the help of a responsible grown-up. So once you have all of your equipment, you can take your pipe cleaner and shape it into the desired shape of your finished crystal. You could do a star or a heart, whatever you like. I am going to make mine into a star. The crystals will be clear, so you will see the colour of the pipe cleaner when it's finished. I've gone for a yellow pipe cleaner, so my star crystal will be yellow. While you do this, get an adult to heat 1 cup of water to boiling. You can do this in the kettle. Once boiled, you're going to add 3 to 4 tablespoons of borax for every cup of water in your solution and stir that until the borax dissolves in the water. Here's a top tip. You want the water to be clear because if the water gets cloudy, then your crystals will be cloudy. The borax mixed with water is known as a solution. So when your solution is clear, with the help of an adult, pour the solution into a jar until it is 3/4 full. Use a piece of string to tie your pipe cleaner to the pencil and then place the pencil so it's balanced over the rim of the jar and the pipe cleaner is suspended in the water. The submerged pipe cleaners should form crystals over the next 12 to 24 hours. The longer you leave them, then the bigger they will grow. You could even take pictures every few hours so you can document how fast they grow. The crystals should have grown around the coloured pipe cleaner. Once they've grown as much as they can, simply take them out of the jars and let them dry. And there you go. You have your beautiful own crystal. You can hang them as decorations or put them in a special treasures box. But get creative and see what crystals you can make.
So I've been following along as Adam showed us how to make crystals, and I've got I've gone for a red pipe cleaner in the shape of a heart. I'll have to check back tomorrow to see if any crystals have formed. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime you fancy. Just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you like. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen to Fun Kids on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids. See ya.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.